What to do when you don't have that Christmas feeling? That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Everywhere the media, ads, and decorations, not to mention music, remind us that we're supposed to feel ecstatic about Christmas. But maybe we don't feel it. Maybe Christmas serves as a reminder of our losses and imperfections. Painful memories triggered by this time of year. You know, you see things you normally don't see that remind you of loved ones or past happy times that it can be hard. What happens to me might happen to you too. Since I've lost loved ones near Christmas time over the years, I find myself feeling unexpectedly sad at different times during the Christmas season. And I think that the more we focus on our sad feeling and thinking I shouldn't be feeling this way right now, the worse it gets. But do you know what? The King of Christmas, the King of Kings, he understands when we feel that way, when we feel grieved. He offers to comfort us at Christmas time, no matter what. So what's the key of Christmas and overall joy in life? It's to focus and worship. Focus on Jesus and worship Him. It may sound like a pat answer, but it is the answer. Because when we focus on Him, when we focus on His character traits and thank Him for who He is, not just what He does, but for who He is, we suddenly are elevated out of our pit of despair and into the presence of Christ. And there can be no better place than to be just worshiping and in His presence. So think about Mary. Let's think about Mary. She had her entire life plan shaken and destroyed. She was simply going to get married, live in her familiar small town, have a family, and serve God in a quiet manner. Just a happy, simple life. But then, boom, she suddenly received the news from God that He had other, better plans. She accepted them and loved God, even when it was shocking. She accepted Him and worshiped Him, and she chose to focus on His good news. So should we. So what we need to do when we don't have that Christmas feeling, what we need to do is do what Mary did, and that was magnify not our feelings, but the Lord. Let's take God's word for it from Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies and exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has looked with loving care on the humble state of His maidservant. For behold, from now on, all generations will count me blessed and happy and favored by God, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name, to be worshipped in His purity, majesty, and glory." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for sending Jesus. We thank You for wanting to comfort us, and we welcome You to comfort us as we hurt different times during the season. Thank You for understanding our grief. Thank You for being so well acquainted with grief and loving us so much and offering Yourself to us. We receive You, Jesus. We receive You as Savior and Lord, as our wonderful Counselor. Just, we give You our pain, we give You our lives, we give You everything. We pray for You to rule our hearts and give us the mind of Christ. Give us Your perspective. Help us to think Your thoughts and love You and love others with Your love. We repent from turning to other things instead of You. We ask for Your forgiveness. And we just confess You as Savior and Lord. And we pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals and ask for Your best for each request. And we bless Your name. We worship You. We thank You that You are You and that You never change, that You love us. And we love You too, Jesus. We love You too. In Jesus' name, amen.